Roger, let's take a moment. Egg farmers of Canada have just announced industry-wide transitioning from away from conventional housing. Why go that direction?
Well, we've been going that direction actually for a few years in Canada. There's been several provinces that have been moving away from conventional housing. What the big difference is, last week, all the provinces were together in Ottawa, at a meeting, and they came to an agreement to set a timeline in place that would show that we're committed to address the concerns of consumers. And so that's why we made the decision last week.
So what is the timeline?
So the timeline is that there'll be no new installation of conventional cages, and that within 20 years from now, all conventional housing will be phased out.
So what are the different housing options that will be available?
So the different housing options will be enriched, which I would imagine the majority of the production will shift to, and then we'll have probably a large amount of production that'll be cage-free.
So any idea on what the cost of moving away from conventional housing might be?
That could vary. It all depends what the producer is going to move to and what size of facility and how many hens they'll be building for.
So should consumers anticipate paying more for eggs once this happens?
There will be an increase in egg price, but it'll be a very slight increase. In Canada, we have a mechanism that allows the farmers to receive a fair return for the price of eggs. And basically, in the pricing factor is a small amount attributed to housing. So as far as it being a big increase, no, eggs will still be very affordable. The largest factor that affects egg price is actually the feed price.
Roger, are you an egg farmer?
Yes, I'm a third generation egg farmer. And we made the transition on our farm 3 years ago from conventional housing over to enriched. And that's why I said it's been happening for a while. It's just been now that all the provinces and the territory have agreed to set a timeline in place.
So was it challenging making the switch in your operation?
No, it was very simple. We sat down as a family farm operation and talked. My son came home to the business and we kind of talked about the future. And so there's a lot of things going on. And when we looked at different housing systems, we felt that the right one for us to choose was enriched housing. And it does allow a lot of benefits for the hens. And there is no perfect housing system because doesn't matter what housing system you have, there's going to be things that are stronger in the positive side, but there could be also things that are on the negative side. So when we looked at that, we sat down and thought that the enriched housing in the overall picture, when we look at the environment, sustainability, food affordability, was the one that would best suit producing eggs for us in the future.
So, Roger, if you would kind of describe what enriched housing is.
So, in our enriched housing system, the hen has the ability to go in the nest box to lay her egg. She has perches that she can sit on during the day and at nighttime when she sleeps. And also, she has a scratch pad area where she can go and scratch and exhibit that behavior habit that they like to do.
Almost like Grandma and Grandpa used to do.
Almost, but they're not outside, and we still have them in a larger area in the barn that takes them away from their feces because, you know, back in the 50s when we were in production, my dad was, science and research showed us to get them away and off the ground and up into our housing systems, and it reduced a lot of disease. It reduced mortality greatly, and basically when we put them into conventional housing systems way back then, it's pretty much when we eliminated all the use of antibiotics to keep our birds healthy at that time.
So have you noticed any effect on egg production?
Egg production is still very good. All the things that we've seen as far as any negatives. There isn't. It's all positives as far as when we made the transition from conventional housing to enriched housing.
All right. Anything else about this transition that that you'd like to mention?
No, I just would like to say that as egg farmers, we've always been about choice, and we want to produce eggs that consumers want. So that's why we have so many farmers willing to produce cage-free eggs and to meet the demands in the market. And we have farmers that will transition over to the enriched housing eggs. So it's all about choice, and we always have had the best interest of the hen in mind.